It's a beautiful city. I loved it. Listen, I moved there from Phoenix. Right. Okay, I moved there from Phoenix. That's a hot-ass place that I love, right? Yep. And I went to Minnesota, and I stayed, right? Mm-hmm. So I loved it from a hot place to a cold place.
Yep.
And I loved it.
100%.
But it ain't going to compare to no goddamn L.A., California. Pay homage. Top of the move. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. Every time she see me, sugar, he just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud. Made my mama proud. If you know top like I know, top of the mook is back.
Ah. Shit.
Bust the eardrums on an early morning talkery. Thank you, America. I love America. We pillage and plunder everybody and take everybody's shit and lie to them, still kill.
It is crazy how that works, huh? The whole history of the mook.
Man, ain't that crazy? Somebody got a win, though. Like I said that the other day to somebody. Like, hey, somebody had to do it. We all was doing it. They just did a little bit better. It's fucked up, but it's true.
Tight.
Right. Hey. Everybody was doing it. You saw Woman King. Niggas was selling niggas slaves and having slaves, too, now.
That is crazy.
White man just did a little more better, more ferocious. Mm-hmm.
Not a little bit. They went off the
deep went everywhere. End. They went everywhere. They went every island, every continent, wherever it was at. They coming to go kill something.
Yeah, they went
something.
Nuts. You know what I mean?
That's what they do, man.
But guess what?
Guess what?
Still season three, episode 104.
Damn!
104, we in a dope. Man, who would ever thought?
Episode 51.
51?
That's
a lot, too.
Yeah, we've done 51 episodes.
Man, we ain't playing out here, man.
Even with our breaks, because what? We started the channel, what?
Like 2 years ago?
2 years ago.
Might be pushing three.
So if you average it out, I mean, right now, obviously, we've been consistent, right?
Right.
But it was just kind of crazy how they even broke up our breaks, right? So COVID, all that stuff, no personal contact. Big thought the world was coming to an end.
Oh, big thought that.
Don't forget how it was.
Predicted it. Go watch them old episodes in Fort Jado. I told them exactly what to do, how it's going to go.
Yeah, facts. You did. But the thing is, though, even if you average out 2 years, 50-something episodes, that's still 25 episodes. I think that's... For most high production places,
it's like 13 for real seasons for the most part. Mm. 13 episodes is like
how many
a real
seasons
season.
Would they usually have? How many seasons would they have in 1 year?
One or two, I think.
Yeah, so really, we way ahead of the move type
for sure.
Even with those crazy breaks, to us, to our standard, that wasn't enough.
Yeah, but we was on TV, but we doing podcasts on YouTube. You go every day.
Yeah. Well, I got to compare to TV, bro, because we TV worthy.
Oh, that's true. Hello. Hello, TV.
And the TV bags is what the TV is going to be.
Oh, yeah, the most Amazon Primes and Netflixes and all that.
And people always gauge everything to TV, understanding TV networks, because you got to think, like, even if, like, with brand deals, right?
Right.
If you're doing 300,000 views of video or a million views of video.
You compare it to TV.
You compare it to TV. Yeah. And then that's how the brands, you know what I mean? Give you the understanding with the most understanding. You know what I mean? How many people are engaged in. You got more of an analytical breakdown of what's going on with a YouTube channel, I think, more than you would with TV.
Yeah, because you got to think about that. Yeah, because like you're watching a TV show and people get their eyeballs on there. Some people just watching just because of the channel or all the people in the ensemble. If you're an individual or two people, and people watching this amount of people watching because of you, that's more value.
For sure.
And then, of course, if you're into some type of sector from cars to whatever you're doing, then they directly get into the consumer right away with their advertising.
That's a fact.
So it's even more potency of the branding
and the bloodline.
Yeah, so you're going to get exactly what you want. So it costs a little bit more.
That is a fact. And if you're watching, like, let's say you base it from a TV analytical standpoint.
Right.
Right? You can't gauge how many people living in that house of five. What the age demographic is,
right?
But you can with YouTubers, right? Yep. You can show your audience. Is your audience children? Because a lot of them out there really be having children on their shit, right? But then there's ones where it's mainly adults like us. True.
And then most of the time too, they're coming straight from their mobile devices, so that's more of a potent accuracy of who's watching and
because TV
who's
you gotta be home type.
Yeah.
Well, now they got with the streaming where you could be on your phone, but you know what I mean? Most people that's watching TV, they true to roots with the TV type.
Yep, that's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
In the more modern day kids, they watching YouTube, they ain't really streaming.
They straight YouTube'd up on the tablet.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all they want, that tablet.
They give you a good breakdown, though. But I think no matter what, even probably behind their scenes, they could probably see their real analytical breakdowns of how TV works and stuff. Yeah, we just know YouTube.
It's probably a different level now, especially with technology and everything and all the going to the streaming platforms or whatever.
All right.
Well, speaking of...
And the brands.
Yeah, of course the brands. If you're looking 100%. To do any type of partnerships, branding, product placement, sponsorships, whatever.
Absolutely.
Make sure you hit me up at ballinnothingelse@yahoo.com. The link below in the description. That's a direct email to Mr. Organic and Top of the Move Industries.
Yes,
now,
sir.
Also, if you want to do it in a more fragrant way or a more personable way, just go right to Mr. Organic on Instagram, direct DM, or hit Tall Guy Car Reviews, or hit the Top of the Mook Instagram DM. We will get back to you ASAP with the answer and some understanding and some Ellen Licks to back what you're looking for.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So with that being said, welcome to Top of the Mook.
We are the analytics.
Episode 51, almost definitely. 51, bitch.
It is episode 51.
Wow.
Got to give ourselves one with that one.
Working hard, man.
100%.
Yeah, so early in the morning.
And make sure y'all go to Top of Mook Podcast Clips, subscribe. And if you are watching this on YouTube right now, make sure you subscribe to this channel on Top of the Mook channel itself. And make sure y'all go to Top of the Mook Podcast on Instagram, Top of the Mook Podcast on TikTok. And I think that about wraps it up right there.
Apple Podcasts. Make sure you go there, give us 5-star reviews, make a comment. Yep. We will be reading all the comments on the Apple Podcast reviews,
yeah,
especially one with the 5-star. Anything under that, fuck you.
Oh shit!
Trying to disrespect the conglomerate, and we ain't.
I just seen you. I caught it on the peripheral.
Oh, you saw that look?
Yeah, come on, man. Yeah, I see what the old look on the understanding.
We need some more update ones. We got the same ones on there. Come on, man. Get us up to date with this.
So let's
shit.
Get active on there, y'all. You know what I'm saying? And follow, like I said, all streaming platforms too, Spotify, all the understandings, and the Apple, like bro said, and do the 5-stars on there. So we need active G Squizzle, active Organic Nation, active Top of the Mook supporters.
Most definitely. We need that.
Being out there and then really publicizing everything. You know, do more shares. Tag us on IGs and the stories. We repost them, you know, all the above. You know what I'm saying?
Tell a friend. This is a grassroots campaign of greatness.
Tell a bitch to tell a bitch.
Oh, for sure do that. My name is Mr. Organic. Tell him I want it. Fuck him.
Speaking of that, last night, did you have anything over with you?
Last night,
special you want to share with the people?
Nah, last night was a calm, somber day. You know what I'm saying? It's a long day for me today.
Okay.
So I try to use my energy wisely. You know what I'm saying? So last night I was on cruise control, but the other night, motherfucker, I got a crazy situation I was pissed off about. And I'm trying to see how do people feel about this, because me personally, it's an instantly red flag to me. Like, nigga, why would someone do this? This is embarrassing. Like,
Is this what you did?
Yeah, like I'm just trying to understand this. Like, am I wrong? If I'm wrong, y'all can comment below, let me know. But I know I ain't the only person that think this is like vulgar to do. You know what I'm saying?
Break it down for him, Drew.
So, the other night I had a chick come over, right? And it's late night, so it's probably like 11:30. So you know what time it is for the most part. But at the same time, don't get it misconstrued. I'm older, so it's not like every time a chick come over, I'm thinking I'm going to fuck or I should fuck.
Most of the time you want to get busy, is that the attention?
I mean, is that the attention? I'm 100% every time. But if it don't happen, it's cool. I'm grown. I ain't going to be like, but I got a 97% cure rate. You know what I'm saying? So my mind is always like, nigga, that's going to happen. If it don't, nigga, I don't give a fuck.
So so if this is the jungle, you hunt better than the wild dogs, leopards, cheetahs, and lions combined.
They ain't got a chance, man.
Okay.
It's like I'm a werewolf out there.
Because wild dogs eat the shit alive right off the intestines and the guts.
I seen them. They go sleep in the
hyenas,
gut.
Too.
They eat their ass up and go through the ass and sleep in the ass.
Man, open up the whole rib and cage and internals, and then they're still trying to escape with the guts hanging out there.
Yeah, they cold.
Okay.
My kill rate way
I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, so
they got a crazy kill rate.
They do. And they run in packs.
Okay.
So, yeah, bro. So it's like.
And they take care of each other, too.
Oh, they're smart.
Take care of their people.
They got to do that.
Elders and siblings.
Man, shout out to the motherfucking wild dogs, man. You think they weak, but they ain't, man.
Because that pack is what.
They look mangy and all goddamn rangy.
They look like they got rabies now.
Yeah.
Yeah, they look stanky.
But them bitches run together and they'll chew your ass.
And they got them
sound. Yeah.
Them crazy sounds, right?
There
when you hear that, you better run for your fucking life.
There we go. National Geographic, goddamn slim again.
Yeah. Always talking about you being a wild dog, brother. And you are a wild dog, boy.
No, sir. Not me.
No, I'm baby, I said, wild dog. No, I said, you's a wild boy.
Nah,
I said, we just talked about last night. It's just a text now. You confirmed.
I'm more of a wild hyena.
Okay.
Than a damn wild dog. I definitely confirmed that. I got to try that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man, so it's come over. I'm like, chilling, calm, cool, great conversation. On the text and all that. So when she come in, she's like, oh, I got to go to a before she come in, she's like, you know where the gas station, 7-Eleven, something like that? I'm like, nah, not really. I don't be going to motherfucker like that just for gas, and I don't be paying attention which ones it is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But she specifically wanted a 7-Eleven. I'm like, what the fuck is that? Why you want a 7-Eleven so bad?
So did you suggest any other stores that made you believe that she specifically only wants 7-Eleven? Did she eliminate anything?
Yeah, like I said, plenty of other gas stations. But she just kept saying, no, I need 7-Eleven, 7-Eleven. 7-Eleven ain't even a gas station, by the way, for the most part. Right. It's just a convenience store.
Right, right.
So I don't understand. So I'm like...
Dangerous in some regions.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So I'm like, what the fuck? There was no 7-Eleven I was at, though, when that shit happened.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Do you love all things about comic books? The stories, the art, the characters, the creators? Then listen to Comics Discourse 114, where three friends discuss both current and classic comic books from all publishers and the creators behind them.
No. I said it's just dangerous in some regions.
Oh, yeah, a lot of
regions. It's a lot of 7-Eleven shit go down.
I wanted to own some 7-Elevens, too. I looked into that.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah, that is kind of dope. But it was like, I'm like, what the fuck? She wants to go on the 7-Eleven. What's in the 7-Eleven? Right. So I ain't tripping, but then she took a little longer, like 20 extra minutes to find a goddamn 7-Eleven. So I'm like, whatever. So I'm chilling. By the time she comes, I open up the door. She had like a bag of chips in her hand. You know what I'm saying? With a spoon in it. What the fuck this bitch got? And I look down. She had the meat and cheese all in that motherfucker. Like,
oh, she had the bag cup. She had the prison spread. Cut open with the chili cheese and all the extra toppings on there.
Yeah, like the goulash
right out the bag type.
Yeah. Okay. So you know you're in high school, you should do that shit and all that.
Right, right.
So I'm looking like, okay, that's why you want to go there, because they got the hot dogs and all
that's
the nachos.
That's going to give you gas and shit later.
Yeah, yeah, probably will. Most definitely will. Fucking, what kind of meat is that? You know what I'm saying? So it was like, what the fuck is she doing? I don't know. Why does she eat that?
Unorganic shit before you come and see organic.
Right. So then we go upstairs. I'm sitting there looking at her like, so now I'm totally thrown off. I don't want to fucking nothing. So it's like, because my brain is, right? I mean, I don't like when bitches come to my house eating goddamn hot Cheetos, eating motherfucking Doritos, Cool Ranches, and none of that shit. Because you got to think about it. For one, your mouth and your goddamn pH balance is affected by the foods you eat. Mm. So that's throwing off the libido. Right. And then on top of that, you got the morsels of food and the chunks of meat and cheese and chips and dust all in your mouth, fingers and all that.
So she ever have...
This not your home. So you ain't got no toothbrush. You ain't got no Listerine.
No dental picks.
So how you going to suck my cock with goddamn gas station meat in your mouth? You need the organic meat in your mouth. How we can't blend them too?
Right.
The fuck is going on here?
You mixing up two different type of components.
Yeah, so I'm looking like, are you not thinking ahead, bitch, that you going to suck this dick later?
Right.
Why are you eating these things in my home?
Maybe she's trying to get energized for the three.
I don't know, but you should have. She's the bitch that came
in. Whole Foods
bitch,
wasn't open.
That's what I'm saying. Bitch, she came in the bitch eating carrots or something. Eat some grapes and some motherfucking goddamn asparagus, motherfucking something.
That would turn you up, huh?
Yeah, I'm like, ooh.
Bitch is coming eating spinach
bitch
right
coming
out
eating
the
strawberries and pineapples and shit.
Okay.
Bitch coming eating motherfucking goddamn Lunchable.
Oh.
Like, what are you doing?
With the goulash meat.
Goulash meat, don't know how long that meat been sitting at the 7-Eleven with that motherfucking processed ass cheese and shit.
And hog cheese in the moment.
What are you doing? So I look like, man, get the fuck out of here. So that whole night I was like, man, I can't wait for this motherfucker to leave.
So wait, what happened? So did your energy change? Was it a noticeable energy change? As soon as you opened the door, she had the mook in the pot.
Instantly, you know me, I go from
dormitory.
I was looking at her like, okay, what's up? Come on in. No hug, no nothing. So we sitting down downstairs part of the bar, them two chairs the whole time. Most of them went right to the room.
Oh, okay.
I had to get a quick tour of the motherfucking game room. Blah, 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 blah. Let's go upstairs.
Right.
Get right through it. Show the balcony. Look at that. Ooh, look at the stars. Dick in. You know what I'm saying? It's like, get him. You show the
ooh. Look.
Gotcha. Okay. Right, dick out. Okay. What you going to do with that? Hey, give you these. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but she said she consented before you did that, though.
Oh,
it wasn't like, just hey, look.
Nah, come on, man. Be realistic. But I don't know what this guy's talking
about.
You
said look, and then you just said boop.
I don't know what this guy's talking about.
I'm just reading between the lines.
Did nothing with no unconscious in the history of the world, brother. It ain't an option.
We ain't break it down for the people.
We can break it down if you want to.
Stars, boop. So he just said before that it was just consensual.
Right.
But okay, go ahead,
brother. He's not going to, hey, can I put my dick out? Look. There's going to be some understanding, you know what I'm saying, in between times. You can't, you know what I'm saying, jump the motherfucking horse, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It's just shit. Always. But yeah, bro, so it was like, nigga, I was cool. I would have sitting there the whole time. Just I was talking about motherfucking space and shit. I didn't give a fuck. Architecture, right. I wasn't even giving a fuck no more. I was talking to her like she's one of my niggas.
Talk.
Yeah, we was talking to her like we was one of the niggas, man. Like, it was over with. Bitch came in, motherfucking man, eating goddamn goulash donuts. I mean, not donuts. What was it? Doritos. And it was the flaming hot. Yeah, flaming hot. The flaming
was
flaming
she licking
hot.
The fingers and all that after the spoon? Was she in there licking the bag tight?
Man, basically, and had like a Slurpee in her hand.
Oh, damn.
God damn.
What was the flavor? Do you remember?
The syrupy?
Yeah, it was.
It, like the, it was like a Slimer Green type. I don't know exactly
what. She didn't do the mixery type with the egg and that down?
Yeah, I think it was mixed of everything. She said it was a mix of everything.
Oh, she went down.
I said, damn, you got the slurpy too? She's like, oh, yeah, I wasn't going to drink it. They gave it to me for you. Yeah, put that motherfucker in the refrigerator, man. You ain't finna drink that shit too. God damn. You know what I'm saying? Bitch going to be in that bitch fighting and shit and burping.
And we know you don't like that.
We know. It was documented. Episode 26, man.
So what happened after that? You was talking to her like a regular nigga, like she was one of the boys?
Yeah, it just regular. Then it's like, shit, basically it was just a cool conversation. And it's like, yeah, after a while, I'm tired. I got to wake up early. Got to go.
Yeah, go and get.
I would have never done that before. Ever.
Yeah.
But shit, in that circumstance, I was like, man, just I'm going to go to sleep, man, and try to and go find me another bitch to come over.
So while you was here, while she was over there eating the dudes, you probably was already trying to line up something
else. I swear to God, I was already like, what you doing? What you doing? What you doing? Honey, what you doing?
What we got going on?
WYD's going out. Like a motherfucking whole goddamn, what's that shit? Group chat of all the bitches.
Okay, oh, okay.
WYD.
Line it up.
Man, come on, man.
So shorty, the whole... So it's safe to say this was the first time ever in person.
First time ever in person.
So no saute flambe.
No.
So nothing. Then, so the ones you was hitting, was you trying to replace with a recycle mook or?
It was both. Okay. At this time, because I was planning on goddamn go ahead and exerting my energy. On
right, right.
So when it didn't happen, so now your high ratio of thoughts of fucking was up here. So once you realize it happened, you already here.
Right.
So I got to do that. So yeah, you go for the news, you go for the old, you go for the recycles, you go hit them all with the WAD.
You just throw the bait in the water and whatever's going to bite.
Get the ass fried up.
Okay.
And then I got tired. I went to sleep. I wake up. It was like three of them. What I'm going to do? I'm around the corner. What? I'm like, God damn it. Like this when I woke up.
Missed that.
Dude, you missed that motherfucker. What you doing back? Or the eyeball or something. God damn it. I missed the eyeball the other night. I was mad than a bitch.
How you miss it?
I'm old, brother. I go to sleep like at 9 o'clock now.
Yeah, but you such a off and on sleeper though.
Right, that's true.
Right.
But yeah, so I'll probably wake up like 3 or 4. It's too late.
Right.
So it probably hit me like 10, and I roll over like 2 or 3.
Right.
Oh, what's up? What's going on? Call FaceTime shit. Hello.
With the panic,
damn.
If it's what you been wanting.
Hello, yeah, hello, hello, yeah.
Hey,
shit.
Hey, I apologize. I was day.
Yeah, go to motherfuckers Instagram and do the face.
Oh, everything. Man.
Go to all the social media. Email the bitch. Boom. Hello, my name is John.
So do you have any here right now that you haven't sauteed flambé yet that you want to like that you could put out in the world and probably manifest too tight?
What you mean, like a celebrity bitch or something?
Yeah, but not like crazy one, but the one that you can catch all. You three of them, right?
Right.
Which one is like one where you get accessible, more accessible than others? That you like, this is a good mid-tier one. You ain't go Angelina Jolie, so you said...
I would go Angelina Jolie.
No, I know you would. I'm saying, but let's say if Angelina Jolie was your bar.
Right.
You get you one, that's class A.
Yeah.
You got any class DCs or...
I don't know. They all can get it, bro. I tell you the truth. I ain't got no names to shoot out there like that.
Okay.
They all get a piece, man. Enough for all of them. All
right.
I ain't discriminating against nothing.
Well, right.
You know what I'm saying? Especially got some understanding with their own brands and shit going on. Man, we all could talk.
Mm.
We all could meet, go to the table. You know what I'm saying? But ain't nothing I'm really scoping like, I'm on her. Fuck them hoes, man.
What about any of the WNBA hoes? You ever like any of them?
I like them Gonzalez bitches. They in the WNBA. The Gonzalez twins.
Oh, that was like, they were in like Kansas or something.
They was at UNLV, I think.
UNLV?
Yeah. I fucked them bitches.
What was the one? Oh, there was Kansas twins too, weren't there? It was Kansas twins.
The white girls?
No, it was like
the white girls.
Two light skinned
chicks. They went to Miami now. Them bitches was fine too. They got kicked out of one school. I think the coach was fucking one of them or something.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Coach was getting busy, huh?
Yeah, and he got transferred.
Speaking of coach, what you think about that coach in Boston type?
I don't know exactly what's going on, but they said Wilder.
They
said
it's crazy.
Yeah, he was fucking like the owners. Yeah,
Matt Barnes was done about that.
Yeah,
no one came to his defense initially.
And then he found out really what only like, y'all ain't understand this Wilder.
He said he might not ever work in the
NBA.
So
I don't know, like, I don't know exactly what he did, but I just know this. You ain't supposed to, shit where you sleep. That's common sense, bro. I'm a wild nigga, but I'm not. Like, I wouldn't do no shit like that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm the owner of not the owner, but the coach of a basketball team.
Right.
I'm going to be fucking bitches in the front office and all that shit. Like, come on, man.
Hey, he was acting dumb.
Yeah, see, like with Nick Cannon, he on Wildin' Out. He had them bitches. He tells them bitches, no, I'm fucking y'all now. That's in the contract. Like, fucking his
option. He did early on, though, I'll tell you.
Who?
Nick Cannon probably knocked a few off early on.
He fucked them all. He fucked them currently. That's what I'm telling you. He says, he tell him, like, nigga, fucking his option here.
Oh, shit. Nigga,
y'all can't get, I'm going to try to fuck y'all.
Oh, yeah, he
let them know from the seed. Yeah. Fucking is a strong possibility.
Whoa.
He ain't playing?
Oh, yeah, he acting dumb. Okay.
Big Caucasian man. Well,
he's the owner and operator of that motherfucking business.
Yeah.
But coach.
But you a coach. You ain't, yeah, you. That is still crazy. For Nick Cannon to do that. But for the coach, yeah, he tripping, bro. Cause, and then you the first black coach to go to the finals like that, like so quick. You know what I'm saying? We ain't seen that in a long time.
Young dude.
Yeah, young
could
dude.
Grow with the team.
That was your first year.
Yeah.
1 year
made
in.
Made history too with the move.
Get your black nigga ass up out of here, man. We want you gone, man.
They said
black man.
It was like allegedly. They said he was tight fucking Jaylen Brown, bitch, too.
Damn, nigga. Damn.
They said allegedly, brother.
Fucking his own little
backdoor talk type was.
That's what it is?
I don't know.
God.
I said allegedly.
He's fucking his fucking players.
But they says for the people I've seen on YouTube where they're talking about it, they said that, you know, there's a potential high chance that it could be that he was dipping in on Jaylen Brown type girl, too. And you know, motherfuckers just be saying anything on the internet.
You just never know, bro. That's what I'm saying. It's so difficult to gauge.
But that'd be crazy to think about that, though, right? On the
that's a different level.
Teammates, girls, type.
That's a different level.
Or on the players, girls.
Because no one can ever trust you, bro.
That would be wild.
You're the coach, fool. Get your ass out of here.
You don't think there was ever no coaches that was fucking the players, girls, type?
Of course, no question.
Well, when you think of that, what's a coach that you think for sure? I think he would have. What coach would you say?
Pat Riley type nigga.
Pat Riley is.
You know what I'm saying? Pat Riley, my slick ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? Them coaches be wild, though. The coaches be players, especially them college coaches. They be fucking big goddamn college pussy out there.
Pat Riley played in the league, too, didn't he?
I think he did. I don't fucking know. That nigga old as fuck. You know what I'm saying?
Pat Riley. ABA days type.
Slick head ass nigga. ABA type,
yeah. Yeah,
had to be. Like had to be. But he a legendary coach, but I can see him doing that shit.
And now he's a GM. He was a GM and a coach at one point, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like Doc Roberts, Doc Rivers is.
Yeah, shot. But nigga, the one that did the most coldest one is my nigga Phil Jackson. He's fucking the owner.
Jeannie Buss.
He fucking the owner.
He did get hurt, though.
Nigga was fucking the owner.
He did get the billionaire.
Damn, he broke the goddamn shot.
Damn, it's crazy. He did get the billionaire owner.
That nigga was knocking down the owner.
Yeah, he caught her early, too.
Because she was our, like, the daughter.
Then
the dad died. Jackpot. The dad died.
Type saw Tate before the pops went, type, huh?
Yeah, it was fucking her first. Yeah. And then when she died, then it was like, oh, shit.
Yeah, and now she fully taps in with him, wants his advice, all the stuff. Yeah, he be fully at the
Lakers.
Still
with her, yeah.
You know,
but I don't think he's down there together no more.
No.
Yeah.
Nigga too old, type. Come on, man.
Yeah.
So how old is Phil Jackson? Let me see.
She like, I think she fucking some young niggas now. Jeannie Buss.
Yeah, I think she probably be getting down.
Where she at, man? That's what I want. I want Jeannie Buss.
Jeannie Buss good one for you?
I want to take her on a date. I want to take her to Cash Steakhouse.
What would you say, Phil Jackson? I got to be at least 80, right?
Phil Jackson got to be at least 70, 72. Let me see where he at, man. He older than motherfucker, though.
77.
There we go. That shit, that's 80 shit.
That's 80, bro.
Yeah, that's 80 for sure.
He knocking at the door.
Yeah, he still ain't.
He got one foot in.
He like the GM of the Knicks now, right? He ain't coaching them.
Nah, he been gone off the GM of the Knicks.
Oh, he just,
for sure.
He's
just an advisor now type. You think he won his ass out of there? He made some horrible decisions.
Yes.
Out there, yeah, for sure.
After he got them players was gone, man. It was this right here.
The jig is up.
After you like Jordan and Kobe's and all them, nigga.
You can't tell him nothing.
Was it you, nigga, or is it players?
I didn't think it was the players. It was a little blend of both.
It's a blend of both. He did come with a triangle offense.
He did come up with
that. He got that from West Winters, though.
But yeah, come on, man. Look, Kobe could run it. Michael could run it.
And he had Shaq Kobe. He had the coldest niggas ever.
But and you ain't never win with nobody that didn't, you know what I mean?
That wasn't a top level
nigga. It wasn't stacked up.
But did he brew them niggas up to be that, though?
But he did brew Kobe up.
Kobe was a bum airballing in the playoffs.
He brewed Kobe up.
You know what I'm saying?
But Kobe was in Kobe for sure.
Oh, no question.
But he definitely coached him up for
and
sure.
And he let him mature within his time to be who he wanted to be.
I think Kobe respected him because Kobe idolized Jordan and then he coached Jordan.
They had a little back and forth, though. Remember he roasted him in a book or some shit, right?
Anybody that got that mentality of Kobe, you know what I'm saying?
You're going to have some hatred for that.
Come on, bro. It's going to be, you're going to get into it now. You know
I
got to
watch that Redeem Team shit. I ain't watched it yet.
Oh, yeah, I watched it.
It was good.
Yeah, it was legendary.
Is Kobe on there talking this shit, too?
Yeah, he on there talking this shit. Look, I mean, no. You talking about himself?
He ain't no sit down, huh?
No. They're sitting down, but it's like younger stuff. So it's kind of like, The Last Dance move.
Yeah.
With Jordan.
Yeah.
And they got all that old footage, and they just made a collage, made a movie finally.
Yeah.
It's like that. They taking bits and pieces from all the old MOOCs. You know what I'm saying? Back in the day, and they put it all together.
So it's not Kobe.
So Kobe on there talking, but it's like
old shit.
Yeah, old shit.
I mean, it gotta be, brother, because you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's stupid. But all the stuff together, though, Mello had me dying. What the boy? He said, hey, man, listen, I ain't waking up at no 4 in the morning.
Hilarious. He told that to me, nigga, I'd have blown up 4 in the morning. I know I would have been.
Would you?
Nigga, hell yeah.
So, okay. Let's just break this down real quick.
Let's break this down, guys.
So, there's Kobe.
Yep.
LeBron, D-Wade, all these niggas.
Right.
Right? Everybody's super paid.
Super paid. But we signed up to be on the gold medal team. So, if I'm going to do my initial to even be on the USA team and I'm paid, that means I'm doing the extras. I'm talking about me.
For sure.
Yeah.
But the glory to be had for the three on the Olympic team is going to be the glory to be had for the Olympic team. And if everybody, if practice is at 8 a.m., and then Kobe, let me tell you something. It's hard to tell this nigga anything. Kobe comes to you and say, hey, mind you, you
if
mellow.
If he talking crazy, nigga, it's fucking.
Hey, man, so we going to be practicing at 4 a.m., not 8, man. So I'll see you at 4.
Then I'll do it. I'll be there if everybody else is going. But he'd be like, man, she didn't, you going to be coming at 4. We all here at 4. Nigga, fuck you then, nigga, if he on that. But he'd be like, okay, listen up, 3 of them. We all going at 4:30, man. We trying to be the best. Nigga, this is what we own. LeBron coming, Wade coming. I'm down there. Come on. All right, nigga, I'm
they
there.
They got to cater to your ego,
though. Got to, though.
It can't be not
no,
doing that.
It nigga. Can't be no nigga or else and all that shit. Hey, he don't want to be there and all that. Nigga, fuck you, nigga.
I think that's how it's going to go, Chad.
Nah, it ain't.
No, I think that's how the talk is going to go. It ain't going to be no cater to niggas' egos.
I think he probably initially will come like that. Like, hey, man, we going to be here at 4:30. And then if you don't come, then he going to act crazy to you. I'm going to be there the first time, though. I'm going to be there the first time. Like, I'm going to handle my business. You know what I'm saying?
No, we know that, brother.
Yeah, so it's like, but if he try to talk crazy, niggas fuck everything. Nigga, I ain't coming. I go home, nigga. Really? Yeah. I'm rich. Nigga, fuck you, Kobe and LeBron, all you niggas.
There he goes. That's the guy. Damn! That's the guy I'm talking about.
But if that initial was like, nigga, this is what we doing, and everybody doing it, I'm with it. Right. But any time to talk crazy and all that, man, come on, man. Fuck is you talking about, nigga? Fuck all you niggas and this bitch ass team, nigga. And all you overseas motherfuckers. I don't like said, y'all stinky team. Motherfuckers anyway.
It's signed up to be here. You ain't got to be there.
Right.
So, no, I'm saying, so I know how you go act, bro.
Quick.
Thank you.
You know what I'm saying? But, like I said, if we come in with the initial,
okay,
I'm in there.
Okay.
But anything after that.
Okay, so here's the thing.
The jig is up.
It's towards the end of Kobe's when he really started catering towards people's egos.
At the end. And all the stuff. He had to let
so,
the venom
nigga,
out.
Let me tell you something, champ. It would have been that back then, nigga.
He was snapping on niggas. Nigga wouldn't have snapped on me.
And you got to understand, he's OG'd at that time. LeBron and them was just kind of getting in the mood. But it was fully there, for sure. They was, yeah, they all solidified. They was all in on it, for sure. But
Kobe was still trying to impress Kobe, yeah. Melo should have got his ass up, bum ass nigga. That's why he don't want to got no championship. Trying to be cool. What was you doing out there trying to fuck them bitches and all that, nigga? Tricking off. And they got his ass motherfucking stuck in his levels. He didn't go up. Them niggas went up. See, that's his fault. Ain't nobody fault but his. Them other niggas went to the top of the mook, nigga.
Hundreds of M's.
Top of the mook.
I think it was about a little bit over 300
begging, M's. Nigga was begging to get on teams and all that, man. It don't matter.
Yeah, I mean.
At the end, it was embarrassing.
I mean,
man, I didn't want to be on the team. My God, I could be on the bitch. Yeah, the niggas ain't never talk like that. The niggas that handle their business. Wade ain't talk like that. LeBron, never. Ain't no comparison. Nigga trying to be cool. Nigga, now your ass out of there. Simple as that. So nigga, LeBron can't be on the team. LeBron, man, come on, bring your bum ass out here. 1 year, get this nigga out of here. He on there this year?
He's not on there, though.
He on any team?
No.
The jig is up.
Nigga should have got his ass up before 30, man. See, that money don't mean shit. He'll tell you the money. He looked depressed to me. We had him talking in the interview. He like, he crying all the time. Depressed to me, so that money don't mean like it mean nothing to me. Nigga, tried to mellow and all that, but nigga, hey, nigga, you should have got your ass up. Them niggas won.
They did win.
Yep. They ain't winning now, though. Lakers suck. 0-3. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, you think Russ ever going to take some accountability?
Westbrook is fucking idiot. You saw the game yesterday, what he did? This nigga come down. There's 30 seconds left in the motherfucking game. Yeah. He gonna come down quick and shoot a damn shot with like 18 seconds left on the shot clock.
They up one.
And they up one. Oh my God, this nigga's a retard. Hey, what's the Rushbrook, man? Let's go play street ball. They can bring and one back. That's what he gotta do. They can bring and one back.
He got enough money to bring him back if he wants
to. He can buy the company.
Yeah.
And he could be, he like the motherfucker on the shit too, the ball head nigga with the boot. He could bring and one back and be the face of and one, man.
Right.
That's his best move.
That's his best move.
This nigga can't play no, he ain't no teammate, man.
Oh.
Nigga gonna shoot the ball with 30 seconds left with 18 seconds on the clock. Y'all up one? Even if you made it, nigga, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Run this bitch down. And then get a quick play at the end, score it, boom. Now you got the niggas at a bad move. I know that. I ain't played 100 years.
Right.
This nigga crazy, bro.
I think that...
then LeBron, man.
Go ahead and say it, brother. Go ahead and say it, man.
Come on, champ.
Nigga, LeBron ain't got no defense. Get the nigga screw. Let nigga go to the bucket on him for the game. Man, come on, man. And the AD was right there just looking.
Why AD shot a shot, hit it outside the backboard tight.
Man.
Shot it wide open three, hit the backboard.
And I don't pay attention to
LeBron
like
came
that
right anymore. Over the half court line and shot it the biggest air ball.
And then he do the fadeaway for the game. 6'9", 290 pounds. This nigga doing a fadeaway close to the three-point line for the game point.
I think at this point, I think LeBron's just like, man.
The jig is up.
100%.
Come on, champ.
Get that motherfucking champ. I'm going to throw that bomb at you.
Yeah. How LeBron doing for that 20th?
Left me out there. Yeah. Left me out to die. He tell you, type is, though. I think he just, come on, man. Yeah, hey.
He tried, he thought, he came in.
Trying to be optimistic.
Had the little white suit on, looking like Morgan Freeman from goddamn Bruce Almighty.
Suit was fly, though. He did.
And nigga embarrassed. Put a t-shirt on there, brother. You ain't got no chest like that, brother. Go do some push-ups.
So, you got to have a chest like three to wear
some
shit like that.
Yeah, nigga. Get your chest up, nigga.
Oh, shit.
Zip that motherfucker up. Put a t-shirt on there, little dude. But listen, though. So, like, the nigga came in with the goddamn Casper the Friendly Ghost suit on. And, like, nigga, like, he probably was feeling good. Like, nigga, the shit, hey, brother, it ain't going his way this year, bro. He's looking terrible. It's looking like the motherfucking goddamn big.
The jig is up.
God bless him, though.
Yeah, I think he was hoping for the optimistic to come in and, you know what I'm saying, he ain't talk nothing bad about Russell Westbrook. He supports him.
He's a real nigga.
At least publicly, for sure.
Publicly. Probably back door, like, nigga, we want you out of here, nigga. We working on
Yeah, I mean, he just, to keep it G, I think Russell Westbrook, like I told you the other day with you, because I think y'all similar personalities, I think he has good intentions.
Out there, just wired.
He's just too retarded, right? So, and he might go in that dormitory three of them shit, like how you get in your space where your energy be all fucked up.
Yep.
He might be that same kind of person. And it's hard to be friends with a person like that or let alone teammates.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, like, we didn't been on the court. I said, nigga, three, pass the ball, goddamn.
And I got
like,
you.
You look right at me. All right, Sim, got you. On the next one, got you. And then just too retarded. Then, boom, we go again. You're like, look at this nigga. And then the nigga passed somebody that totally wasn't me.
Right.
I said, look at this nigga. I said, the fuck is going on,
man, right? He was out for vengeance, too.
No, oh, yeah. I was out for redemption, boy. It wasn't out for vengeance. I came out initially with vengeance. Then I needed redemption.
What happened to that game?
Dude? I ain't talking about that. Listen, let's get past it. Look, that right there.
The jig is up.
It's over. Ain't no point in talking about that. Listen. But here's the point, though. We don't want to get sidetracked, but we want to keep it on topic.
I got you. Keep the train on the tracks.
Yeah, for sure. We're talking about Russell Westbrook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, fuck Russell. So,
that's all. Damn, big disrespect. Woo, shit. That's a damn.
I fuck Russell.
Sound a little personal.
Nah, I'm bullshit.
Okay.
That was a joke. Shout out to Russ, man.
Okay, that's a joke. Okay.
He's just a wild guy on the court.
Yeah, okay. Now we're time to U-turn.
Yeah.
All right. So the thing is it can be hard to be with some, like a teammate like that. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And I think LeBron, big optimistic, communication, reciprocation, big on that type of understandings. And I think Russell Westbrook just goes out there and he just blacks out. I don't think that's all he knows. You know what I'm saying? So right. It's like, I don't think he mean no harm with it. But, excuse me, transitioning and adding stuff to your game like Vince Carter did when he added the three, that's tough. You know what I'm saying? LeBron added the jumper. You know, it's really hard. I mean, look at Ben Simmons trying to transition to having a jump shot. It's not LeBron. All the greats make it look easy to transition and evolve it into your next game and the next level of your game. Yeah. You know, but it's not that easy. Otherwise, everybody be in the league longer. Everybody be doing more and getting more.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
True.
So it's like, I think that he just don't. I think he means well. I think he just don't know how to do it. And I think once that ball hits his hand, Russell Westbrook was just
that.
Yep, 100%. And he goes to what he knows.
For sure. But I don't know what cartoon that is.
How long he been in the league?
We gotta be nigga close to 15.
Okay, so let's break down the math on this. He's in the league 15 years. Everybody's always praising him for being that person, right?
Superhero, yeah.
Now all of a sudden it worked until it don't work no more.
Facts.
And then now everybody's just abruptly saying, hey, you need to do something new. Just that quick. They didn't give him like 2 years like, hey, you need to start. You know what I'm saying?
But he kind of should have known when he was at OKC with
but you KD keep
gunning
millions.
The ball. Like, nigga, calm down.
But you making hundreds of millions and they keep renewing you with hundreds of millions.
That's true.
You get everybody wants you, nigga. Even though you
all the triple doubles and all that dumb shit.
100% beat Oscar Robertson, Hall of Famer, first ballot Hall of Famer too, with the understanding.
Yeah.
So it's like, why would I switch up a winning blueprint?
I'm doing it right.
They say if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Yeah. Is that what they say?
Yeah, but it is broke because you ain't winning.
Well, it was broke until it wasn't. It was working until it wasn't broke until
it was
broke.
Almost type winning, right? Like getting close to the bell.
When they got he got really once with KD when they lost to the Warriors.
The finals?
That was the conference finals.
Conference finals.
There to go to the finals.
Yeah, that was the closest they got.
And they had it was a 3-1. Thunder were up 3. Golden State had 1. They came back, won 3 in a row, 4. And then after that, that's why KD get a lot of flack. Because after Golden State came back from a 3-1 deficit to get to the finals, Kevin Durant went to the Golden State Warriors. And then next thing you know, Russell Westbrook, he stayed in OKC, renewed the contract with OKC. So they was like, okay, Kevin Durant left. And then now Russell Westbrook, everybody's embracing him because they just happy that he didn't leave.
Right.
But then it was a blowtorch then too. You should have just stayed in OKC, kept losing or whatever. But then even OKC traded him.
Of course. Because they realized, nigga, you're not a franchise player for us to win shit. You're just
but before he could hide behind KD,
he could be secondary, but he never wanted to be secondary because he kept taking first guy shots.
Right.
And that KD,
when the ball should have been in KD's hand and KD taking a shot, but Russell Westbrook, too retarded. Nigga, I'm the nigga.
Right.
2-3 of them.
Right. Damn.
See, I ain't second to no nigga. I'm nigga.
For real. That's. Yeah, that's what that nigga was doing, huh?
And imagine three. You God doing, damn. And imagine you too, doing though, you and being you. Right?
Right?
And being that way on the court and you getting paid hundreds of millions. Three, nigga, listen, let me tell you something, brother. I'm going to keep it funky with you, brother. You didn't touch some money.
All praise.
But the money that nigga touched, and look at how you is now. Imagine you was this nigga.
Young, too.
Come on, three of them. So imagine somebody putting a bag different. Behind you, young three of them, because you done got better over time.
For sure.
Right? You done got a lot more chill. Yeah. You got a lot more receptive to things, to taking destructive criticism and shit like this.
I'm a gentleman.
So imagine, nigga, when we first became partners, if a nigga put it back to you, you ready to the league, then make hundreds of millions, and then stop.
Yeah,
you ain't passing the ball to no nigga.
Hell
you
no. Damn,
you ain't passing, nigga. You fucking 40, almost 50 years old, man. You ain't
I calmed down a lot now, but I had no choice. Shit, I'm the jig is up on the body.
Thank you.
If I still fool three of them without blessings, I wouldn't be compromising shit.
There you go. That's Russell Westbrook, brother. I ain't compromising nothing, nigga. I'm nigga, hey, man. Damn. I beat Oscar Robertson. You niggas ever do that?
That's true,
though. Three of them.
That is true.
For sure.
That nigga is on that type of time.
100%.
And now he can't even, like, stop it, though.
And, nigga, you my mans. If I say, hey, nigga, now, mind you, I get the ball. I don't got to pass shit to this nigga. I get the ball.
And throw it to me.
And I'm going to throw it to him.
I'm going to throw it to you.
And we're going to reciprocate it, right, with the understandings. You. So imagine, nigga. LeBron could be best fucking friend because him and Russell Westbrook was real good friends before he came to the Lakers. That's how he got to the Lakers.
Right.
So now he's on a team with the nigga. And he like, look. Oh, that was a made up move. That because he was talking to J.R. Smith in that one. You know what I'm saying?
All they just put Westbrook here.
Yeah, they
just put. Okay, the fake here.
Because look at the view. Because that's purely J.R. Smith body right there.
J.R. Smith would be three of them brain there too.
For sure. You know what I'm saying? But his podcast talk is hilarious too, by the way.
He don't care. Yeah,
he don't give a fuck.
He's
you know what I'm saying?
Guy.
But the thing is, though, so LeBron, they were obviously good friends to get him there, right? And they passed on DeMar DeRozan to get him. They should have took DeRozan because DeMar DeRozan ain't got no problem. He would have been the best one.
Third
and they passed on Buddy Hield before that.
Man, they've been better.
He was a
niggas.
Shooter.
Oh my God!
So that's what I'm saying. They should have. DeMar DeRozan is who they should have got.
Or Beasley from the DC without him.
Yeah, but anybody wouldn't try to give him nothing.
He got too much bread.
Yeah, and
Westbrook running.
Right,
but that's his team. They didn't want to give him up.
Yeah, DeMar DeRozan was the one.
That was perfect.
DeMar DeRozan was on JJ Redick's podcast and said, "Hey, listen, he was so you know he thought the deal was done. He was like, then last minute he telling his family, telling, hey, I'm about to go out and be the Lakers. And then next you know, last minute, his agent hit him and said, yeah, they picked Russell Westbrook.
That was
now DeMar DeRozan feasting out in Chicago.
Raw.
Damn. And he's fitting within the system. You got to understand DeMar DeRozan is an all-star system player.
Right. They needed that nigga.
He could do it individually because he did it. He proved that he could do that.
Right.
But he also transitioned to be an all-star fitment player.
They didn't need no wild ass work. I knew that from, I told niggas from the seat. It's documented.
But you got to go back then, right? Because you did document that. But you got to go back then, right? LeBron was tired. AD was always injured. So next you know, they wanted somebody to come in and run the second unit. And when LeBron's out, they can still keep it going at a fast pace. They didn't know Russell Westbrook was going to be goddamn. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That what ended up turning to be what it was.
And then, see, at first we just roasted him like he's just being wild. But now nigga,
no, that was just you.
No,
yeah.
Damn. Now the nigga ain't making shots or nothing, though.
No, because, nigga, these people get into
it. Oh, they fried
come
now.
Come on, 3L.
Oh, shit.
And then every time you got to go on the court, nigga, he won't admit it, but they took his confidence, bro.
Most definitely.
Smoked him. You know what I'm saying? Because
he should just turn all social media off. Turn his phone off.
When you go to that game, they still chanting what they chant.
Oh, they yelling out
and
at
And that's
the
what
game.
Make it different. This nigga ain't putting out YouTube videos, champ. You know what I'm saying? This nigga's out there in the field. And these motherfuckers on him every day, throwing cups of water at his head.
Yeah, they did. All sorts of Kool-Aid on him.
They acting that dumb with him. You know what I'm saying? So imagine what that doing to him. You know when somebody's getting to you, when you start indulging in what the trolls are saying about you. You go publicly like, hey, man, at the end of the day, this is my family. When they start talking like that, no. You got them on their wits end,
champ. $80 billion a year, bro. They going to roast you, bro. And you talking back, nigga, you a fool for that.
Yeah.
You can't let them get you,
My only thing with Russell Westbrook, I've always defended them, but I feel like it's just no accountability, right? And that's like, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I say y'all similar personalities, because you got a problem with that too, of just being like, now you've got night and day eons better, brother, so let's just start with that too.
Keep
right?
on putting me in the pot.
I got to keep throwing you in there now because y'all similar people. And a lot of times you'll dislike people that's similar to you, right? And that's what I always tell you, you know? And that's off camera, I tell you that.
Yeah.
So the thing is with him, it's the lack of accountability, right? So it's like, if you have a game, right? And you go out there and you play bad. You three of them, if you got on the Pandemonium Stand post-game interview,
right,
and you know what everybody about to say, you're going to have your defense three of them mechanism up, right?
Oh, yeah.
So if somebody asks you a question and you already know, they already type, no, you already played bad, you're going to be like, did you watch the game? You're going to do some Russell Westbrook talk, nigga.
Of course, every time.
Did you watch the game? Oh, okay. So what you see? Oh, okay. 0-11? Okay. So what you think? All right.
For sure.
That's not 3-0?
I'm definitely going to do that.
So that's what I'm saying. So what he do, he be like, you talking about you playing solid and all that. Stop. You know what I'm saying? Just be like, hear this.
It was a terrible game.
The transparency will make people
help.
Fuck with you.
It'll
yes.
Help.
And that's something that you learn in your later on. But you got to understand, you're over 40 now.
Yeah.
This nigga's what? 30-something?
Damn, look how much he made.
Early 30?
Look how much he made this year.
Right. Before you said M's on just the court.
Russell Westbrook making $47 million this year. He made more than everybody on the team. Way
but
more than LeBron.
This is, bro, I'm serious, bro. This is lack of accountability, bro. And I think that's what makes people, it makes them want to dislike him even more. You know what I'm saying? If he was just like, yeah, listen, I played bad, y'all. I'm trying to do my best. You know, I'm letting the noise get to me. I got to relax. You know what I'm saying? Let me get out here and do better.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to do my best. And then he'll get more people to rally behind him and give him support, you know? But when you acting like you just dropped 40 after you just 0-11.
You got to know that, man. I had a bad game. I got to relax.
And say it. And be okay. Because once you put it out there in the universe, bro, you're going to be able to let down your guards. It's okay. I fucked up. Man, listen, I went up there. I'm missing layups now. Nigga ain't making dunks really no more. You know what I'm saying? So the shit that Russell Westbrook really known for ain't really going down like
that.
So what
that you no think more. They going to do with him?
I think they going to trade him for that deadline, though, champ.
He got to go on. It's too embarrassing.
He got to go.
Even if it ain't. Because it's still like, got to know, like I tell people all the time, like the NBA is still entertainment. It may be a sport, but it's still entertainment. So this shit ain't working, brother. This type of embarrassing on us. You got to make some room, brother. We got to make this shit more tangible for us.
Yeah.
Because they 0-3. Come on, bro.
Yeah, but I think this message
Darvin
should go.
Darvin Ham is their coach? The nigga that's the hoop?
Yeah. Yeah.
The fuck is going on?
Yeah, they say big risk. You know, he was out there with Milwaukee and Giannis. He won a championship with them, nigga.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, hell yeah, bro.
He was the head coach?
Yeah. No, not the head coach.
But
he was one of the
assistants. Nigga, what you talking
about? No, but he was the head. I think he was the head assistant, though.
Oh,
bro. And then, even then, though, he put in work before that. He got big respect with LeBron on him. Yeah, he put it in, bro.
I remember Darvin Ham used to hoop.
Yeah, for sure. And he was known for being a hard nosed, gritty
dunking
person.
That bitch,
yeah, 100%. And he just went hard, heavy.
That's crazy.
So you got to understand, when he first came in, he even tried to help him wrestle because you got to understand what kind of player he was.
Right.
So he's trying to help him, you know what I'm saying?
So beat now he put his hands up to the sky.
You get what I'm saying? What more can he do?
What more can I say?
And then they even had Russell Westbrook come off the bench.
Yeah, what's going on with that? He's still on the bench.
I don't know.
That's embarrassing. They can make a $47 million come off the bench.
Yeah, bro. Well, if you talking about team,
where Carmelo at?
Camaraderie is trying to make some. Bro, I'm serious. I think this is a big thing for a lot of people. So a lot of people out there, I feel like it is entertainment, right? NBA is entertainment. But I feel like even in entertainment, there's something to be learned. You got to know how to work with people. You know what I'm saying? You got to know how to, if other people can appease you, you got to know how to appease others. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If they're working well with you on their team, you got to know how to work well with them on the team. You know what I'm saying? And I think this is a prime example of that. They say if you want to go somewhere fast, go by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go far, go with a team.
That's a fact.
So that's what it's all about, going far, in game, past
especially
the finish line.
Now that he's older, that, you know what I'm saying, he's on the twilight of his career.
Yeah. He definitely.
But he won so much.
Goddamn, wake up, 3 of them.
But he won so much being fucking 3 of them.
His whole life.
That's like, nigga, why would I ever switch up my blueprint?
Yeah, but you got to know when it's time to pivot, though.
Yeah, but that's easier said than done, too.
It's true. You got to know when it's time to.
100%. Yes,
that nigga's still going full speed ahead. Like,
and only what makes you so well-versed and so universal now is that you had to take such the long route. He won early.
Right. So I know how to adjust on the fly to anything.
Right.
Wait, I see it coming before it comes. Shit.
100%.
So he's still like, nigga, y'all got to prove me wrong time.
Yeah. And now I will say this. I think if music had bust for you before everything
happened for me early, no one could ever tell me nothing. I don't give a fuck about the world.
Yeah. But I think I disagree with the music. I think that people would have been able to critique you because you musically, you were smart with music, right? And I think that if you had been around, like, let's say early on, if you blew with music, I think if you had blew anything other than music.
Oh, I'd have been adjusted through the time.
Yeah, music, you would have transitioned.
Oh, for sure.
You would have evolved musically.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I think anything outside of music, Kentucky Fried Chicken, brother, extra crispy.
Right.
On any destructive criticism, on any don't play with me about nothing.
Especially something if I'm playing a sport or something physical.
But I think you
can't tell me nothing.
I think you really respect the people that you like musically. I think that you would have been around it and you got an eye to understand the kind of transition.
Yeah, but yeah, you have to pay attention. Like, even with, like, fashion and clothes, and I'm into that too. And like,
music. Yeah, that fashion clothes you would evolve.
You gotta,
with that too.
Yeah, you gotta know how to beat the curb. You gotta know, nigga, when the jig is up on some shit. You gotta know, like, nigga, that's old wit or this sound ain't sounding right. So that's just being a businessman at the same time. You gotta know that. But when it comes to physical sports, yeah, nigga, you gotta prove me wrong and you're not gonna be able to.
Because
he still got his athleticism. He's still faster than everybody, jumping higher and shit.
Still better than 90-something percent of niggas.
Right,
in the
it's just now his mental is getting, like, conniptioned up.
Yep.
So he missing shots. He thinking about shit. He coming down 30 seconds and shooting the ball with goddamn 18 seconds on the clock. You up one. Yep. Like, nigga, who does that?
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Because he's like, nigga, I got it.
His IQ ain't never wrong. Really.
He trying to prove niggas wrong, too. Right. Nigga, I'm going to win the game. Yep. I know a nigga that.
Yep.
Why would you shoot that right now?
Yep. Take a big shot. Like, he used to do it before he used to work, though.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying, bro. It's hard to tell people, somebody when they up, start preparing for when you're down.
A shout out to Westbrook, though.
You know what I'm saying?
You're a wild guy out there, man. We ain't trying to discourage you more than you already discouraged. But listen up, man. It's time to go to a new team and just have fun. What's the bummiest team in the NBA?
I don't know. I always think it's the Bobcats.
Go to the Bobcats. No, it ain't no Bobcats no more. It's the Hornets.
Hornets. Oh, no, they definitely not the bummiest.
Nah, they got a little mellow, huh?
Damn, they don't got the Bobcats. Jello? No Bobcats. Who ain't there, is they?
Yeah, they the Hornets now.
Yeah.
Jello was on it. I think he got his ass waved, too, but he was on there.
Yeah, he was on there. Yeah, he got waved, though. That's why I seen,
too. All the brothers
too.
Made it to the league.
Yeah. And that count. They can't take it away from him.
And they keep putting him on the Hornets. His brother keep getting that spot on.
And that's how you know his brother a real one, though.
Because he got to be. He got that spot two times.
He telling Jordan, like, hey, bro.
He got to.
Yeah.
Who the bummiest niggas in the league right now? Oh, the Lakers, nigga. The Lakers is the bummiest team in the league. They ain't won shit.
They definitely not the bummiest.
They 0-3.
Yeah, just right now, bro.
Oh, okay. He on the bummiest team in the league. He good?
Oh, shit.
No, man. He can go to OKC. Go back to OKC, man.
Minnesota's up there pretty bad, too, though.
Minnesota's winning.
No, but I'm saying usually, universally, Hardly Home would always rep. I love home, brother. But at the end, they
niggas
don't ever win shit.
Minnesota, it's too cold, bro.
It's freezing.
Shit.
But if you can survive the winter, you got some good cream of the crop up there.
Oh, no question.
You know what I'm saying? Where you can really feast and live life. And
Minnesota, one of the most legendary cities in the world.
But no question.
It hasn't calmed down a lot since, I know, the king left. Like, all the shit that slowed down.
I disagree. I don't think, you know.
You disagree what?
I disagree and shit slowed down. Nigga, it's the same shit. Just
there. No, it ain't no clubs or nothing. All that shit is abysmal. Nigga, it should be like a club. It's like 2 or 3 clubs every night. Nigga, now it's like just one club on like a Saturday or something. This shit over with.
There's no way it's just one club.
It is.
One club? What club?
The Gold Room.
There's no way that's the only one, champ. What?
One. Yep. Jig is all the way up. Just one, and then they got another. The same people own another place called Firehouse, like a food spot. But they do, like, you know what I'm saying, how like people come. But it's just one spot. It's one spot now.
Okay.
It, like, for real, no joke. No, all jokes aside.
Okay, I definitely.
It's terrible now.
Damn.
But that shit should be, nigga. It should be, when I'm, nigga, what? That shit was a movie. But even, I ain't gonna lie, like, right before I left, that shit started super slowing down, too.
Right, so you talking about just club tips?
Yeah, that's where you feast at.
That's where you feast.
Minnesota, that's where you really feast at. You got to go out and about.
You got to be in a building with some heat.
Yeah, like you can eat from the internet, but it's harder than the internet to catch Instagram. Like,
yeah,
how
you
out, you got to meet them first and meet them and get seen. You know
it's
what I'm
a
saying?
Social setting.
Yeah, it's a social setting in Minnesota, man.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Now that shit doesn't turn down so much. It's like, goddamn.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's crazy.
I love Minnesota. Don't ever get fucked up.
But if Minnesota didn't snow, it'd be just as in demand as LA. That's a fact.
If Minnesota didn't snow, it'd be like Phoenix. Because that's what they're so similar to. It's so similar to Phoenix, but
no, you talking about with the you talking about with the
bitches, huh?
Yeah, you man, I'm trying to find a way to word it, brother. You talking about with the Caucasians women's, right? With the
big Caucasian
with,
man,
with the women's.
Nah, because Phoenix have other races too.
They do, but I
Minnesota
think,
don't shit.
Minnesota don't.
Yeah, it's rare. It's only a nigga Minnesota. You know how many percentage?
They got
of black
more
people?
Like, yeah, but
5%.
Yeah, but come on, brother. In our community, we not talking about in Edina and shit. We talking about Minneapolis. So
you run out of them. I ain't going into Minneapolis.
It's
I'm
the fullest understandings of black in Minnesota within our community where we kick it at.
So if you go downtown and you go to certain clubs and stuff, you're going to see mostly black people. You know what I'm saying? But that pickings is very small. So it's going to be like 5 top level black bitches. You're going to get them out the way. Then what else you going to do? Nigga, you gotta eat what you gotta eat.
The jig is up.
So it's like, yeah, nigga, it's just 5% black people in Minnesota somewhere
yeah.
in there.
Yeah, it's low for sure statistically.
Yeah.
You
yeah,
know, but
it's niggas there for sure,
without question.
But a small percentage. You
know yeah. So,
but you say being demand is L.A. Nigga, how?
Because I wouldn't say Phoenix.
That was crazy.
I wouldn't say Phoenix. I say L.A. I say it'd be just in demand because we got water there. Full what land of 10,000 lakes, brother.
A lot of boatery.
We got boats, water. All the diversity, white, Mexican, Asians.
It ain't black. No diversity, it's white, bro.
You're crazy, bro. I grew up there my whole life.
Can we put up percentages of ethnicity?
No. Not the analytics. You look up percentages anywhere, it's going to be more white than any race,
so
in any
it's
place.
It's not mixed. No, it is, but a lot of places, there are more mixtures in there. This percentage is heavily, heavily, heavily white in Minnesota. Like, brutal.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, so it ain't mixed up.
Well, everybody ain't going there. Think about it. If it snowed here, would we have as big of a diversity? Absolutely not. People come here for the weather.
Nah, it's just different, bro. It's California. You can't change the whole ecosystem of the whole state.
No, I'm saying if it did not snow, it would be just as in demand. I believe so.
I don't think so.
I believe
no
so.
No way in life.
If you know.
I knew. I was the nigga, the most hyped nigga in there.
Nah, I grew up there my whole life, brother. I'm telling you, the diversity is crazy there. You know what I'm saying? You're going clubs. I'm talking about from...
Yeah, I lived there. I was going out and about and living and doing shit in the city as a grown man, touching shit, going everywhere for 14 years straight.
Yeah.
At the highest level with millionaire niggas the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I seen it all, been through it all. Ain't nothing I ain't touched through that whole city.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm.
I know what it is. Shit ain't diverse.
We got to agree to disagree.
You lived on
this
the north side with all niggas.
I got to agree to disagree, brother, on this one, brother.
62% white.
Yeah.
That's Minnesota? Yeah. 18% black, bro.
Oh, I thought you said it was 4 or 5.
That's what I thought.
Okay.
Thought wrong, sir. It was 5% Asian. There it is.
Hey, I was just going to clean the one you like, huh?
Yeah. That one was 5% Asian.
So you mistake the blacks for the Asians?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I knew it was something.
Honestly, 5%. I'm going to keep it real with you, though. To keep it funky, I would have thought that there was more Asians than blacks in Minnesota.
Because they be together.
It's a huge Asian community in Minnesota.
But I tell you the truth, the 18% is more than I thought, though.
Yeah.
But you got to think about it. You got full...
Look up LA's for real.
You got full north side. You got full south side full of niggerdom.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, though, me growing up over there, seeing it, being as a kid, you might have been with the millionaires and understanding with the most.
I'm in the city.
But you got to understand, you in that top tier level of understanding, of course you're going to see 5 good ones and then there's going to be nothing else after
that. That's where they at. They all going to come to where the people at.
No, there's always diamonds in the rough too, brother.
Man, I don't want no dirty diamond.
Yeah.
I want the clean BBS, motherfucker.
Yeah,
I ain't trying to clean no bitch up. No, that's right.
So I'm saying... Growing up there, living there my entirety of my life, where you was there 14 years, I'm there for 30 years.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm telling you, brother, you know what I'm saying? It's more than meets the eye all the time. You know what I'm saying? You might have been around some understandings with some understanding and some understanding and some other understandings,
mm-hmm.
but I was born and raised in it. You know what I'm saying? It's different. And I'm here. I'm fully here.
God damn.
Right. Okay. So LA, 48% white, other races. You got how much black, nigga? Let's read that.
But no, it ain't about just black. It's about diversity.
Yeah,
buddy.
We got all the same categories here, too. That's in Minnesota.
Look at the diversity.
Yeah.
It's more.
There's 10% more motherfucking white people here than in Minnesota than there is white in California.
Close to 20%.
No, it says 60. It was 68, huh?
Yes, brother. But it's more minorities than white. So that's diverse. 22%. Other race was all the other motherfuckers. Almost 12% Asian, 9% black. Nigga, that's
still more
than
whites than anything.
No, it's not. 48, 52.
Okay,
over 50, you already got you.
All right, what's still diverse, man?
Now that's diverse than the motherfucker.
That's diverse. That's so diverse too, though.
No,
this one's just more diverse here because of the weather and shit.
More diverse is more diverse.
Yeah, but it's still. You said it wasn't all that diverse.
What the weather got to like do with it?
What weather got everything to do with why people are in LA? You think if it snowed here, there'd be just as many people here? If it snowed like
you
Minnesota
just
here,
the amount of people are you talking about? Do you think black people came here because it's hot?
Yes. Nigga, did you come here because it was hot?
No, I came here to get some money. I was in Minnesota for 14 years. I was cool.
Nigga, stop. We was doing car views in negative 40 degree weather.
I was chilling. I was good.
We was talking about this.
Shit, nigga. What you talking about?
Stop. You know what I'm saying, Three.
No, I don't think.
So if it was snow here, we would have moved from Minnesota to here?
People live where they live. People moved here from Mississippi, nigga, where it was hot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's different from Mississippi, brother. They trying to cover the city and the understanding.
You just said weather.
Yes, but weather is the one that brings everybody here. If it snowed here, there wouldn't ain't no palm trees, ain't no understanding, ain't no nothing. People ain't coming from Mississippi to here, bro.
But listen, bro, it's a lot of other hot cities and states in this country that's not just California, my guy.
Which ones? This is in demand.
Plenty
is here.
Of them.
Which ones? Name them.
You think there ain't no other hot city? You got Vegas and all that. Everybody mm-hmm. living there. You
got abysmal population. Stop.
Right. So why ain't everybody living there? It's hot.
Nigga, ain't no greenery, ain't no nothing.
So now you're going with the whole ecosystem.
Yeah, you damn right. Now, think about it. Minnesota, hella greenlands, hella greenlands.
People ain't moving here but just because of weather. They can't afford it.
Where's the lakes that there? Is there lakes? Lakes in Vegas? Like two in Vegas, brother.
So?
In the whole state.
What? Who care about some lakes? What nigga go to lakes?
How many niggas going to get on the ocean here? Not that many, but it's there.
No one cares about the ocean. Niggas ain't coming from the ocean.
Niggas come. Think about it. When people think of California, what do they think about?
Man,
beaches,
I lived in Malibu, bro.
Beaches, women, weather.
I lived in Malibu, bro. I didn't go to the ocean one time.
But you seen it every day, didn't you?
I didn't. So
why'd you pick that crib then, Three?
Because I'm on top of the mountain, man.
Stop it. You like the ocean there. I was with you.
But
stop.
Did I go to the ocean?
No, it don't matter. You seen it every day. You don't got to. The ocean's at your crib.
But listen, bro.
So that wasn't a deciding factor why you picked that crib? That ocean was right there?
No, because I didn't use it. I just want to say that I lived
y'all
in Malibu.
Go back and watch the vlog. How much you talking about that ocean in the back of that fucking house?
I can look at it, look good, but I use it.
And you picked it for that,
bro. Listen, bro. If Minnesota was hot, it mm-hmm. don't matter. They're mm-hmm. not going to pick Minnesota. It ain't no comparison. No Minnesota, Minneapolis, and no L.A., California, bro. I don't give a fuck how hot it is.
I'm saying if you know. I'm not saying off the rip there.
It's a beautiful city. I loved it. I moved there from Phoenix.
Right.
Okay, I moved there from Phoenix. That's a hot-ass place that
yep.
I love,
yep,
right?
Yep, yep.
And I went to Minnesota, and I stayed, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I loved it from a hot place to a cold place.
Yep, yep, yep.
And I loved it.
100%.
But it ain't going to compare to no goddamn L.A., California, brother.
Right.
Hot, cold, whatever. Come on, man.
So what I'm saying is when people think of California, they think of beaches, women.
Money.
What does that say?
There was many to go stay such highs as.
Opportunity, adventure, and pleasant weather.
Yeah.
Weather is a big deciding factor for L.A.
Oh, for sure.
For sure. And think about it. And the water, brother. Beaches, women.
But you're talking about niggas and diversity. Niggas don't care about water, bruh.
But
black people can't even swim.
But do bitches.
Black niggas can't swim. Why we care about some water?
Fuck the niggas. Do bitches care about where the water is?
What that mean?
That's wherever the bitches is where the niggas gonna
man,
be.
Niggas ain't gonna move around.
Stop
no
it. Niggas is doing that.
Niggas ain't just moving around. Bitches over there. I'm gonna move to the city. Man, who doing that?
Stop.
I love bitches. I ain't never moved nowhere
that's
because bitches
three of them,
there.
Nigga. Everybody ain't three.
Okay, then. So, but I'm a nigga that love bitches. I ain't never. It's bitches in goddamn city.
That's true.
It's bitches in Houston.
How many niggas you know that bitches dictate their whole entire existence and how they move
of,
everything?
A few
more than a lot.
But I don't know that many gonna move their whole life because some bitches somewhere. Hmm. What the hell that's gonna do for them? You know what I'm saying? So, Minnesota legendary. Don't get me wrong. If it was hot, it'd be even more legendary. No question. I love it. I wouldn't be who I am without Minnesota.
Without the snow, we got the beaches, the water.
Keep on bringing up the water.
Economy. We got the diversity.
How many times
the
you
women?
At, how many times you was at Calhoun? There's a whole bunch of niggas there, like in the water and shit.
Never. I never go to Calhoun, though.
That's what I'm saying. So
that ain't my kind of vibe, though. You know that.
I know. So where, why would the niggas get there? Don't care about water, Slim.
Because women do. How many women you see at Calhoun?
Man,
a bunch.
I'm hunting all though. I know where to hunt.
How many women you see at Minnetonka? How many people you see in all them lakes? We got 10,000 of them, nigga.
And what's that one? It's like a little. It's one place we used to go to all the time, like in Minnetonka. It's like a restaurant that be on the beach, on the lake. That motherfucker be
popping. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. Yeah. With the whole little understanding, the whole
you come
little...
in the back and that was a wave. You know, the rich motherfucking white.
Right. Yeah. You see what I'm saying? They all out there.
You gotta know how to harvest though. See, these niggas ain't built for that, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I'm saying. Like, listen, Minnesota to me is one of the best, especially Minneapolis, one of the best cities in the country.
For sure.
I fell in love with it when I went there. Mm-hmm. I couldn't believe how legendary it was. The shit just went down. It's just too much shit went on, man. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And we know it's serious out there. You know what I'm saying? We know that for hands-on for sure. experience. You know what I mean? It was murder capital in the world at one time.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? At one point in time. Nigga, yeah. Especially when you was a kid, nigga, you seen it live in the flesh.
For sure.
That shit was crazy.
And in prison.
And in prison with niggas you know. So
niggas I grew up with.
But yeah, so I just can't compare it to California. I don't give a fuck. It's hot, cold.
Maybe I'm being biased then, brother.
Oh,
because I'm telling you, if it didn't snow in Minnesota, I'd still be in Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? Me and Jazz be living in Minnesota.
I probably would too, though. But
I would move from here to there.
But
if it didn't
where
snow.
Were the opportunities at for the bread though? There ain't nothing there though. That's why we really left though.
You gotta think, nigga.
We left because okay, it's cold and that shit too. But niggas didn't understand what we was doing.
Right.
We had to leave, and we instantly came here. And what we do, nigga, get partnerships. Boom, boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
It was nothing there.
Right, right. But what I'm saying is though, is when the weather is right, everything else kind of follows suit.
Hell
right?
Yeah, for
when
the most part.
In demand, right?
There's a lot of
we already got. We already got the whole ecosystem for money in there. You know how many billionaires we got in Minnesota?
A lot.
And then talk about billionaires in Mississippi. It's not even comparable. You know what I'm saying?
For sure. Mississippi hot. You gonna move to Mississippi?
No.
Okay.
Then. I used to live in Mississippi.
Shout out to Mississippi though.
Yeah, 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 for sure. And Memphis. You know
Memphis
what I'm saying?
Hot too.
Yeah, you know I lived there too. Yeah, I lived there on the south side. So what I'm saying is though, but it type get cold in Mississippi. It type get cold in Memphis too,
they
nigga.
Do. It type cold here too.
In Memphis,
I'm cold. Now I got a hoodie.
It just don't stick like Minnesota. You know what I'm saying? But I was saying like in Minnesota, if you change that winter, everything else is migrating over there because it'd be.
But it's one of the most deadliest winters in the world though.
For sure, but I'm saying eliminate the winter.
God damn, that's a big equation, brother. It's colder than Alaska.
But eliminate the winter, brother. I would listen. God, me and Jazz factor. Would leave this motherfucker today.
Now, because you just solidify yourself who you is.
Hey, brother, but. Hey,
that's an easy move.
But
I would too.
But the only reason why we came here, bro, you know this is true. We talk about it every day.
It was cold, and you got opportunity.
There you go.
That's why Colden had no opportunities there.
Right.
So blessed and all, but we had nowhere to go. We was maxed out.
People ain't understand the vision there.
But if it was hot and it still had no opportunity, nigga, we still would have came to L.A.
No.
You would have what?
I wouldn't have came to L.A. If it was hot there and it didn't snow, I'm not coming here. I'm going to keep a G with you.
Okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't have came here.
Well, then I wouldn't have came here because I came because you came. So there you go. I'd have been there too, nigga, right with your motherfucking ass. The fuck is you talking about, nigga? I ain't going nowhere. Slim going, I'm going to. Fuck you talking about? So how about that, nigga?
The jig is up.
Hey, but let's make the record very clear. I'm not saying L.A. is Minnesota and it's comparable right now.
Okay, to clear that up for the people.
Not even close, right?
So you're talking about 1,000 years ago.
Fucking right.
Reconfigured the snow and all that.
Yeah, we got to reconfigure the whole fucking ecosystem.
It probably would have been L.A. then. They do all that.
Probably. That's why the Minneapolis Lakers came to the Lakers because it was hot.
Yeah, it's true. Isn't that a coincidence?
That's why, for the people that don't know that, the Lakers here that they called L.A. Lakers that we was just talking about earlier,
Minneapolis Lakers.
They came from Minneapolis.
That's true.
Because we got lakes in Minnesota. So it's 10,000 lakes. So that's why it's called the Lakers.
Break it down on them there, Slim.
Come on, man. That's why but I'm just keeping the G, nigga. So they came here because it was hot here, nigga.
Oh, shit. They took the T.
Yeah.
So they already did it.
Come on, man. I'm going to double down my propaganda.
Hey, go ahead, brother.
You're fucking right. You know what I'm saying? They came here because it was hot, nigga. They wanted to be out on the frozen lakes. They wanted to be on the good motherfuckers. That's why we came.
Was it more niggas on the team than whites at the time?
I don't know that one, though. That type ABA days type.
Yeah, that was a nigga. Yeah, was that Mike and George Mike and type.
Yeah, they had definitely the big.
Big Caucasian, man. Yeah.
But listen, though, overall, let's get some understanding, man. Minneapolis, beautiful city, great people. You know what I'm saying?
Big
like
money.
Said, yeah, big money. Like, I know I wouldn't have been here without Minneapolis. It made, like, a very, very prominent part of my life being there. And the people I was around and everything, how to let me groom and live in that city. Yeah. With the women, oh man. Ooh. I mean, the girls in Hawaii was from Minneapolis. You know what I'm saying? Let's get some understanding. So, like, the shit is real. You know what I mean? Like, I fuck with Minneapolis. Like, a lot of my foundations grew in Minneapolis, too. So, but it ain't fucking with no goddamn California. So,
don't get it fucked up or miss the screen.
The reason why you see, the reason why you compare Phoenix, too, just a little quick one, why you compare Phoenix to Minnesota is because a lot of snowbirds go from Minnesota.
That's what they're connected. They're connected.
Thanks, like, brother.
Yeah, if you don't know Minneapolis, it was all crackers. Goddamn. Big white man. Shit. Goddamn.
I told
Big
you.
Big white man mode.
That was a damn blizzard.
That's where the niggas took over.
Goddamn. Yeah, they came to LA, huh?
Yeah.
And them niggas.
They hate when the niggas take over or something,
God
don't they?
Goddamn, yeah.
They been out there. They have job since.
If y'all don't know, Phoenix and Minneapolis are connected directly, a direct line connection, for which sure. is crazy. I didn't know that till I got there. Nigga, I used to be out and running to people I knew from Phoenix, like, nigga, what are you doing here? Like, no, I got family here. Like, niggas I knew, mm-hmm. great. When I first got there, I picked up a bag nigga owed me mm-hmm. in the first day there
right.
from Phoenix. So it's a connection there that's crazy that I didn't yeah. know until I got there.
Okay.
People I know from there, Minneapolis, moved to Phoenix and moved. This is crazy, bro. Cool. Look at your brother. He living the boom, boom. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, shout out to my brother, Life Jam Barrett. Let's give him more understanding, though, because you said Phoenix was diverse, right?
Yep.
Uh-huh. Where they come from?
Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm. And vice versa.
Yep.
So most people that own there, if they got some bread or something going on
they
in
go
life,
back and forth.
They go back and snowbirds. Forth. They're snowbirds. You know
true.
What I'm saying?
True.
So that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, and then Phoenix, but, Phoenix ain't got the greenery. They ain't got the lakes. They ain't got.
They got not really lakes,
people. Yeah. What?
Yeah, they, ain't got too, shit.
They got. Come on, bro.
Yeah, hot.
And then desert land everywhere.
But
sand,
that's why it's similar too.
Dust storms and
that's
shit.
That's why it's so similar.
Sandstorms.
How cold Minneapolis is. How hot Phoenix is. So nigga, you got it, nigga. That shit ain't just bearable either now.
So if you compare both to LA, LA's weather is, nigga, that's what you want.
Of course, of course.
So if any place that got LA weather, you can't, any place that got LA weather, bro, gonna win, period. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
and there's
overall,
only one place
yeah.
that's like LA. So I said if Minnesota was like LA weather, it would be just as in demand as LA. Because there's only one place in the whole world like LA.
That's what I'm saying. If it started from the seed, like, goddamn. Yeah. But motherfucker, Hawaii
we
is like
Sim
that.
City it up right
Hawaii
now.
Hawaii like that, but everybody ain't living there on the
but
motherfucker.
Come
Hawaii.
On, nigga. It's an island with four highways, brother. Stop, man. Stop. It's fucking Avatar, bro.
But yeah, like.
And then you changing up your whole taste buds. The shit that's here ain't
different.
Really.
Yeah.
It's totally. Come on, bro.
But come on, bro. You talking about the whole ecosystem of life. If Minneapolis started from.
If Hawaii Earth. Was here and it wasn't on an island,
oh,
it would
oh.
be way more banging than LA.
Oh, for
wouldn't
sure.
Even be close.
Yeah, it'd be different.
Wouldn't even be close.
It's just too that far and little.
Right, 100%. It's too, I'm on an island type.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Can't get back. You got to be yeah. type, feel like you're overseas.
Yeah, yeah, definitely do.
You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Hawaii. I loved it.
Yeah, 100% legendary. You uh-huh. know, but you got to be like one of them kind of people that want to live off the land type
yeah,
people
gotta
to be out there for
nature.
Long term.
Yeah,
yeah you got to be like, come on, bro. You can't just be out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it got to be something going on.
But Minnesota, though, you got to think, though, bro. They got everything there. You know what I'm saying? So
every
if you
day.
Just eliminate that, winter is fucking brutal, though.
The most brutal.
Yeah, that one's really
like right. I said, I loved it. When I came there, it was so popping, nigga, I didn't want to leave, and I didn't.
Right.
It was like, I couldn't believe it, nigga.
Yeah.
It was a boom, boom, club. You know, I'm coming in with the most top-level niggas, so I'm just yeah. in the infiltrating. Just feasting like, nigga, they got the wrong nigga espionage
yeah.
on a goddamn infiltration. They put the wrong nigga on the team, nigga. I was going crazy
yeah, yeah,
from
yeah.
the rip. And it was yeah. so popping, though, because that's when KG and them was winning. That's when
yeah.
the Vikings was winning. That's when the
Stephon Marbury was there.
Yeah, Stephon Marbury, Kevin yeah. Garnett. No, Stephon wasn't there. It was Kevin Garnett.
Latrell Sprewell,
same yeah. show. They cold this year, and
yeah.
then you know what I'm saying it was a way.
Stephon Marbury came after.
Randy Moss, Donovan McNabb. What was that nigga? No, was it
Randy
McNabb?
Moss?
Who the quarterback?
You said Randy Moss?
Culpepper.
Culpepper. Yep. Dante Culpepper.
The yacht party shit and all
yep.
that.
Yep.
Them niggas was animals, and I'd be right there with them.
Yeah, he was going
I'm
down.
On the team. On the team
yep.
too.
Yep. Yeah. Dante Culpepper.
And it was like a club.
Who was
team.
The other dude that they had before Culpepper? It was
Randall
Chris Carter.
Chris Cunningham, I mean, they had Ronnie Cunningham too, though.
Ronnie Cunningham too?
Chris Carter was the receiver, co-receiver.
Oh, he was a receiver, wasn't
yeah,
he? Yeah, you
man,
don't
yeah.
watch no football, so
Minnesota
I get them mixed
was,
up.
That was my favorite football team, nigga, almost always, though.
Yeah.
I just like the colors, and then Randy Moss was my favorite player.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was like, I always loved Minnesota before I got yeah. there, too, which
for
is
sure.
crazy. I just had
that's
mad
crazy.
Minnesota shit.
That's
I got
wild.
The jackets and the hats and all that when
yeah.
I was being Phoenix.
That's heavy.
Yeah, when I got there, I'm like, I didn't know what it was.
I don't care about sports at all, but if I ever have to pick a team, I'm picking all Minnesota teams. I don't give a fuck if it's hockey. I'm picking the Minnesota
yeah,
team.
I only
all
pick, I
Minnesota
only,
teams.
I'm just a bandwagon fan. Whoever, who won last year?
Warriors. Yeah.
My favorite team. Who won the football? The Rams. I love the Rams. I went to the games and all the LA Rams.
Yeah.
I'm a Rams
okay,
fan.
Yeah, yeah.
I am the Rams. Real as that
yeah.
man. So like I'm just a bandwagon nigga. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, I'm a fan of players like LeBron. Right, people like.
And you follow your player.
I follow my player, but my favorite teams. If you ask me, what my favorite team is my favorite player. Ain't on my favorite team. My favorite team is all Minnesota teams.
Oh, gotcha.
You know what I'm saying?
I used to be that way too until Iverson and I start going to the motherfucking Pistons and all that embarrassing shit. The Nuggets,
yeah.
like nigga, the jig, man, the jig was up.
The jig is up.
And then nigga went to Israel, some shit.
Yeah,
come on,
yeah.
man. Get your.
Well, that's cool. We got some analytics into it. The whole understanding though, because we ain't got no updated analytics on the move.
Yeah, we was off.
Yeah, for sure.
What's that right there?
You was off.
That's Phoenix. And Phoenix supposed to be pretty diverse, but it really ain't. We thought it was more diverse.
So you did.
Pot.
You did.
Motherfucker ain't no melting pot. White than a motherfucker. Goddamn.
7%. We got more black people in Minnesota than Phoenix.
Oh, for sure. Hell yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Because it's only like a south side over there that got black people in Phoenix, nigga. That's just one little sector. You got two big ass sectors in Minnesota.
You got south side Minneapolis, north side, St. Paul.
That's Minneapolis, though.
Yeah, but Twin Cities, though. It's a Twin Cities. Come on, bro. You got to count up. We got many people total in the cities.
St. Paul is crazy, though. But that's a whole other city, brother. But
yeah, it's Twin Cities, brother. We twins.
And like, what's that? Like Brooklyn Park with all the Africans and shit, too. Can they count Africans?
Brooklyn Park, Brooklyn Center. Osseo, they start, you know, niggas starting to move out to Osseo. Maple Grove.
What's the Somalian building?
That's on the south side.
Yep.
Yeah, with the different color panels and shit.
Yeah, they're my niggas.
That's south side, yep. That's right by Augsburg.
Yeah, they're my guys.
Or Gustavus, I mean.
Yep. They're my guys right there.
Yeah.
I fuck with them.
Yeah.
But all right, man, we had to go on some little goddamn technical shit for y'all to break it down.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? So y'all know the numbers of the world, brother.
For sure.
Be diverse and don't ride in the hearse, man. Believe yourself, man. They always curse, man. You know what I'm saying?
See
go down, never spin around, man. We keep the ass pure when we come through with the motherfucking goddamn drippery on the understand the read, man. This is Top of the Move, episode
51.
72?
93.
Goddamn it, 93 bulls. Yeah. All right, 51, more to come. Appreciate you guys rocking the campaign. Make sure you comment below and rock with the campaign on Apple.
Baller than nothing else, man, for all product placement, man. Top of the Move clips.
What's that last percentage?
Top of the Move Instagram.
Yep, Top of the Move everything.
Top of the Move TikTok.
Top of the Move TikTok. That's Atlanta? God damn, Atlanta, nigga, the field.
33%.
45% niggas, man.
No, 45% white. Okay, 33% black.
Yeah, that's a nigga.
And up. Two or more raised 9.5% and Asian 6.3%.
Man, they got a lot of Asian motherfuckers too.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah, Atlanta's serious, man.
But, you know, I seen something real quick before we go. They said Atlanta got the most black billionaire or successful people too in Atlanta,
oh, yeah,
too.
It's black so Hollywood.
I thought that was legendary
and
as fuck.
And they building like real studios and shit there. Atlanta on some this
Tyler Perry studios there too.
I just wish the motherfuckers didn't go so crazy with the goddamn gunnery out there.
With the robberies and
they just went up.
The cars.
God damn. I fuck with Atlanta, man. I was gonna move there.
You was. Cause when I was talking to move here, you was like, I'm gonna move there.
Yeah, but I don't but the jig is up
in Atlanta
me.
For sure.
Huh?
They'll fuck with you in Atlanta.
For sure, but they motherfuckers got been too acting dumb though. They jigged up.
But you'd have been all the way full 3M artillery type. Oh, so you'd have been all the way gravy. So
I'd have been whacking niggas.
Type could still type just to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just say you did it.
That's true.
Next episode.
We about to talk to y'all next episode, man.
Shout out to my wife. Big cock. Started at the bottom. Dreamt of a Hellcat. Now I got it. Dreamt of a Corvette. Now I got it. Taking big leaps of faith. No doubts about it. Made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, nigga, she just cracks a smile. I made my mama proud, made my mama proud. Every time she see me, she just cracks a smile.